Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gail Gower with Rhyme the Word. Thank you for joining us this evening. Today we have with us on the program a wonderful young lady by the name of Megan Moore. Megan is going to talk with us about what it was like for her to go through school and college and keep her Christian values. So before we begin, let us pray. Father God, we just come before you and we just open up our hearts, Lord, to hear from you. Father, we just ask blessings and favor upon Megan as she speaks with us and shares her testimony. Lord, that we may be able to reach young boys and girls as they go through the challenges of school and life, Father God, but trying to stay on track with Jesus. We just ask for favor upon them, Lord. We ask for encouragement to them and faith, Father, that they stay on track with Jesus. We just ask this in Jesus' name. So, Megan, can you say hello to us?
Hello, everyone.
All right. Well, let me give you a little bit of background about how this came about. I just finished a Bible study at my church, which is Victory Life Church in Sherman, Texas, and we were doing a Bible study called Children of the Day by Beth Moore. No relation to Megan, but the fifth Bible study was over the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And one of the things that this study brought to my attention was how many times Paul encouraged the people of the church of Thessalonia. So let me just give you one of the scriptures that came to mind, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. So I did a word search in my concordance on the word encourage, and this verse came to my attention, Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And I began to think about what people needed encouragement and who could I help to encourage that probably needed the most encouragement in their lives. And my focus became centered on young girls and high school and college age, because this was the time in my life when I walked away from the Lord. I was raised in church. My family attended regularly. I attended Vacation Bible School in the summer. I went to church camps. But as a teenager, I started looking at other people who I knew and I went to school with and ran around with, and I thought they were having all the fun. I did not really plan to walk away from my faith, but I made a bad choice here and another bad choice there just to be part of their group. And then with each wrong decision, it became a little bit easier and a little bit easier till I found myself no longer in church, praying, reading the Bible, or following Jesus at all. And it took me years to get back on track. Let me assure you, we do not want to throw any stones at anybody, whether you are struggling to get back on track with Jesus, whether you are just trying to keep focused in your walk. I did not do this right growing up, and I did not do it right as a parent either. So if I even tried to cast a stone, the first one that I would throw would have to be straight up in the air so that it could come back and hit me. So I just want to encourage you all that we are just trying to help you, to encourage you to stay on track with the Lord and maybe give you some ideas that will help you to do this. So, Megan, you want to give us a little bit of information about your background, because our listeners don't know you as I do. So can you start out, please?
Sure. So, as Gail said, my name is Megan. Thank you for having me on tonight. I grew up in a very small town in Ohio where quite literally the cows outnumber the stoplight. So growing up in an area like that, it's already kind of a more conservative area anyway. Like Gail, I grew up in a religious home. Most of my family attended church. I can remember going to Sunday school and being with some of my cousins. But at some point when I was younger, and it was before the decision was fully mine, my family kind of decided not to go to the church that we were going to for reasons unbeknownst to myself, just didn't kind of like the direction that the church was going in. And so we stopped going. And it wasn't like I could drive myself every Sunday morning to church. So because of that, I guess would say sort of strayed away, but I always had that knowledge of who I was, who God was, what my faith was, and that I had a Savior. But it wasn't until I was able to drive, so I was a teenager, I was in high school, and made that conscious decision to go back to church, and ended up going to a church that was very small, went with my grandma, and then kind of once I went off to college, came back and went to a little bit larger of a church where my family now goes. And I wouldn't say it was like one of those, I walked away. I still had that, I guess, that knowledge that, you know, I could talk to my friends about it, or there were other opportunities for me to still be involved in church activities without going every week. So that's kind of, I guess, my story and where I've come from. So
okay, now, whenever you were in school, did you attend a public school or a private school?
When I was in high school, I went to public school as well as college. I also went to a very large state school. It was known as like a party school. And then when I decided to go back to school for my graduate studies, I decided to kind of go in a different direction, and I went to a private Christian school. So I kind of have like a little bit of like a kind of a, I guess, an inside of both views. So,
well, when you were in high school, the friends that you had, were they Christian friends that you could rely on to help keep each other accountable? Or I know you had a younger sister that's close to your age. Were you and her friends that stayed together most of the time?
Actually, I'm the younger one. But
oh, you are?
Yeah, everybody gets it mixed up, but it's okay. We were a year apart in school, so we were around each other constantly. I mean, didn't necessarily have the same classes, but had the same interests. And sometimes, you know, kind of had the same group of friends. And I would say I had, a diverse group where most of, like, my girlfriends were more open about their faith and, you know, where they were at, and I guess maybe, like, more open about being a Christian. And I guess looking back, I would say some of, like, my guy friends, not so much. I mean, I knew some who would go to church regularly, but it wasn't really something that they ever really discussed. But they weren't of the mindset to disrespect my views or the choices that I made that way. And it was the same for our group of friends. I think it was, for me, it was easy to hang out with both crowds per se. You know, we were able to discuss things and talk about it, and, you know, there was always a time where we could, I guess, put it on the back burner, for a lack of a better phrase, but kind of they knew if they wanted to talk about it, it was, you know, it was there, the opportunity could present itself, but we were able to, I guess, be ourselves while also being a Christian.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, now, what kind of activities were you involved in when you were in school?
When I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. So I didn't really do many other sports. I'm not very good with any sport that involves the ball. So I don't really have that great, like, hand-eye coordination. So, like, cheering was as far as I went. And I know that that kind of has, in some cases, a negative connotation that, you know, kind of like ran around with the jock group and, you know, that they have, I guess, an easier rapport to kind of make fun of students who, you know, are not part of that clique. But it wasn't really like that, but at least in my sense, I was always conscious of, you know, not belittling anybody because of the color of their skin, their hair, you know, what, you know, their grades were or what their beliefs were. So that I would say for like sporting events, I was in that. And then I was involved in numerous just after school, like activity groups, like foreign language club, the National Honor Society, FCCLA. We did like a powder puff, like girls football team was on that for a couple of years. So that's probably where a lot of my time was spent when I was in high school.
It sounds like you were pretty involved. And, you know, that really gives me encouragement or hope, I guess, for any young girls that are listening to let them know that you can still be a part of the activities. You can still be out there. You can enjoy what your school has to offer. But you also just need to be aware of making the right decisions. Like Megan did, where she knew what her values were and she lived those values even to where the people that she ran around with knew where she stood. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, do you go ahead.
Oh, nope, you're fine. I was just kind of going to say that I was not afraid to be who I was. It was, you know, kind of what you see is what you get kind of thing. And I guess I was maybe a little stubborn in that aspect, though, that I wasn't afraid to stand up for myself or for those around me if I felt that, you know, they were being held inferior to somebody else. So.
Yeah. Do you ever remember any times that people might have tried to encourage you to be with them, run with the crowd more than stick with your beliefs?
Not really. I mean, some of my friends, I think at most schools, there's always after football games or basketball games, there's always parties that have alcohol, so there's underage drinking, there's poor choices being made, and I never attended consciously because I knew what was going on and I didn't support it. And some of my friends would always say, well, why weren't you there this weekend? And, you know, it was so much fun, but, you know, I was just hung over the rest of the week, and, you know, you would really have a lot of fun if you came. And I said, you know what, that's fine if you guys, I'll hang out. I have no, you know, issues with that. But when that alcohol comes out, like, I'm leaving. I don't want to be associated with it. I think it leads people into a temptation that is not right, especially at the age that was going on. And so, I mean, they didn't really, sometimes they just didn't understand it because they thought I was maybe a little too straight-laced. But I just knew that I would be uncomfortable in the situation, so I just took myself out of the equation and chose not to go. And, you know, I would go out to the movies with some of my other friends instead, or you know, to watch TV or go out to dinner after a football game rather than going into that environment that was not a good one to begin with.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I admire you for your stand to find something else to do, to not necessarily not have anything to do, but find something that you enjoyed, some friends that you knew weren't with the other group, weren't doing the wrong things, making the poor choices, but yet there was a group of you that were able to stay together, kind of band together, and make your right decisions. I think that's an awesome
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
Lynette, you had told me that I believe you guys, I think you said you were involved in a Bible study when you were in school. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I was. In high school, I'll give two examples, high school and college. When I was in high school, and I guess I wouldn't maybe necessarily call it a Bible study, but on Wednesdays during our lunch hour, there was a group of us who would go to a classroom, and it would have to be student-led, obviously, but we would, you know, just choose to eat lunch in fellowship and open the Bible, talk a little bit about, you know, a certain book of the Bible or a certain topic, and just kind of let it flow, like wherever the conversation would go, it would go for our lunch hour. And that was, I think, really nice, and it's something you do not see these days in school because of the controversy of the separation of church and state. But we were able to do that, and, you know, I'm glad that my school at the time allowed us to do that. They didn't maybe necessarily agree with it, but because it was student-led, we definitely had that opportunity to, to practice our beliefs. So that was something, you know, just whenever you wanted to go, you could go, you know, eat your lunch on Wednesday, you know, in the art room. And when I got to college, I was in a Bible study with a couple of girls. I was the youngest one in it. I just happened to know somebody from my high school. She was a couple years older than me, and she knew that I was looking for a Bible study and a good solid group of girls that would, you know, be able to help me, like, in my own walk with faith, in my own walk with Christ, to help keep me accountable in my faith. And so she invited me over, and it was just kind of like the thing. I very enjoyed it, and I clicked with, like, the girls. And I mean, we talked about anything and everything. I mean, nothing was off topic. I mean, we were a bunch of girls, so of course we, like, just chatted away. I mean, whether it was about boys, about relationships, or finding jobs, or going to grad school, or, you know, just anything that was kind of an obstacle in our life at that time. And I think, I mean, that really helps when you know that you have support, no matter if it's high school or if it's college or you're out of college, you're just a young adult. I mean, to have somebody that's going through kind of like the same stage of life as you, I think it really helps to have that support and that understanding, because, I mean, you can draw so much out of somebody else's experiences and kind of just, like, realize and open up that, you know, you're not the only one dealing with these pressures that life is throwing at you 24/7.
Well, did you find any other girls in high school or college either that you were able to kind of mentor or encourage them?
Oh, good question. Off the top of my head, I would say maybe not so much in high school or college, but I would say right out of college, I was working in retail, just kind of working through college, and there was a girl that she struggled a lot. I think she, you know, with what she was supposed to do with her life. She didn't necessarily go to college, and not to say you have to go to college. College isn't for everybody. And so she, I think, was just a little lost and came up to me because she knew that I went to church regularly. I, you know, whether it was just how I talked or how I acted, or, you know, if I had my music playing, you know, it would sometimes, you know, be on a Christian station or one of my Christian CDs. And so she was able to kind of open up and say, you know, I'm really struggling. You know, is there like a couple of like verses that you can, you know, give me, because I know that I've like strayed from my faith and I need help getting back to a point where, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm like conscious of like my sins and like asking for forgiveness. And that was, I think, the first time that I really was like, wow, you know, somebody recognized that, you know, Christ is the center of my life and that He is the number one reason why I'm here, where I'm at in my life, because without Him, like, I would be nothing.
Wow, so. that is an awesome testimony.
So,
to have your coworkers see Jesus, you know, in your life, just in your everyday walk, that is just an amazing testimony.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever feel pressure when you were in college from different people to join their groups, or do you think that they were able to see your walk also and recognize your faith?
I think in college, especially because I went to a very large school that is known for having parties and just kind of, I guess, not the typical way we would think of, like, I don't know how to, like, say this without, like, being offensive to anyone, and I don't mean it, you know, that's not my intention, but I think it's, like, I think when people think of Christians, they think that we are straight-laced, that we have no fun, that we, you know, sit and read the Bible all day, every day, and don't do anything else but that. And I think when I got to college, a lot of people are obviously, they're still trying to find themselves and, you know, finding a group of friends. But I sought out a Christian environment. I was involved in Campus Crusade, and it, you know, just if I had class with people, they'd be like, oh, you know, like, did you go to this party this weekend? And, you know, I'd say, no, you know, I don't really drink. And they would honestly look at me and say, well, then what do you do for fun? And I would be like, well, I honestly do the same things you do. I just happen to remember them the next day. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things where they just didn't grasp that you could do things like going to a bonfire or going bowling, going to the movies, going shopping. I mean, there's so many things that you can do that you don't have to have a negative light that is the focus of why you're getting together. And right. So I think I already went into it with a preconceived notion of I'm not going to get involved in that. And if other people choose to make that decision, that's their choice. If they ask me my opinion on it, I would give it to them, but I wasn't going to insert my beliefs into them and have them view me as being a hypocrite or judgmental. So if the, you know, situation presented itself that they were curious, then I would talk about, you know, my faith and the reasons why I made the decisions I did. But I think by seeking out and knowing people who were already involved and were able to kind of help keep me balanced, I think that made it a lot easier for me not to get swayed by peer pressure, especially when I was in college.
So did you see other people that when they were away from home for the first time coming off to college that just fell into the I'm finally free kind of attitude and just make terrible choices?
Yes. My first year of college, I actually was in New York City. And so, of course, it's very different than where I grew up. And I was the only one of my roommates, didn't drink, wasn't sexually active. And my roommate, she drank so much to the point that she was almost positive she was slipped like a date rape drug because she doesn't remember how she got home. She thinks that some gentleman took her to our dorm hall, but she's not sure. And that, I think, was an eye-opener for her that she was making the wrong decisions. And not to say that she stopped completely, but for a while, I think it scared her so much to the point that she would, you know, kind of ask me, like, you know, hey, what are you doing? Like, do you want to go do this? And looking back at it, I like to think I had a, you know, an influence on her in the decisions she made shortly thereafter, because she was a completely different person after that. I think it was she kind of let the New York City, you know, nightlife kind of take her in, and she kind of mellowed out after that. And I've lost touch with her, so I don't know where she's at today. I, you know, wish her well, but, you know, that I think it was like a very trying time for her, and obviously just trying to find where she fit in, where she was supposed to be going, who she was supposed to be hanging out with. And I think that's something that we're all going to have at any stage of our life, whether we're in middle school, high school, if we're new to a job or, you know, moving to a new town, going and finding new church friends or, you know, whatever the case is, we're always going to have that where, you know, we kind of have the opportunity to stray. And that's huge.
Yeah, I agree with you totally on that, because your choice of friends, whether it's in school, college, high school, even as adults, even myself now at my own age, you know, I have to realize, you know, my friends that encourage me in the faith, that can lift me up, that I can talk to honestly, that makes all the difference in the world. Because, you know, I mean, I have friends that are not saved and are not going to church, coworkers and so forth, and I'm friends with them. But to have those friends that you can talk the Bible with, you can talk about the accountability struggles that you're going through, you can pray for each other, it makes all the difference in the world. Now, whenever you went off to college, did you find a church home there, or was it mostly just your group of Christian friends that that you ran around with?
When I was in college, when I did my undergraduate work, I did find a church very similar to my own at home, which made that transition easier. And I loved almost every single sermon we had there. I mean, goosebumps, tears. I mean, they always hit home with me. I mean, and it could be random, but it just felt like God knew what I needed to hear the moment I needed to hear it. And when I got to my graduate, when I was doing my graduate work, I was a little bit farther in the south, and the churches were a little bit different than what I was used to here in Ohio, and kind of church shopped for a little bit, I'll be honest. And I never really felt like I was connecting to any one like place. So I didn't go to church while I was in graduate school. I would instead listen to my sermons online for my church at home. So what? it wouldn't necessarily be live. I would listen to the sermon from the week previous. So I was still like kind of like in that like series that we were at church. I was just a week behind. But that was my, you know, time that like I would get up on Sunday mornings. I would listen to worship music just to kind of, you know, do my devotion and kind of like get, you know, ready to like hear what the message was. And that was difficult, kind of going to church virtually. I mean, it was, you know, to me, not ideal, but I didn't want to lose out on that because it's so easy to become complacent with, well, I'm not going, so I don't feel like waking up because it's too early. I'd rather sleep in. So it still was a routine for me to, you know, not get lazy in my faith when I really could have.
Yeah, and, you know, I think you brought up a wonderful point there to where if people are not able to find a church home maybe where they are, maybe they're gone off to college or they're traveling or whatever, finding sermons online is a wonderful thing. I know that our church, Victory Life Church, Duane Sheriff Ministries, he gives away all of his CDs. So you can go online with that. You can order the CDs online. You can have them with you. And I think you can even, like, log in and download. I know that I listen to Ed Young out of Grapevine. I mean, I love to listen to him. I have different iPod programs that I download. You know, so the ability to hear a message is there. But you kind of have to put forth a little bit of effort sometimes. But it's worth it to hear this message, you know, to have the encouragement, the word being fed into you so that it's helping you to stay on track until you can find a group of believers that you feel comfortable with and that you can worship with.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for being with us this evening. And as usual, since I have the program Rhyme the Word, I'm always writing little rhymes about some of the things that God has taken me through or different subjects that he's going through. And this time I couldn't get anything to come together. I had several little lines written on scraps of paper. I've been carrying them around for weeks, and different things would come to me. And last night, I sat down and wrote. But finally, tonight, I sat down and kind of brought them all together for just a short little rhyme that I want to share with you all to hopefully you can might remember part of it to help encourage you with your walk, to encourage you to stay on track. So let me just share this with you. It's called We Won't Waver. We won't wander, we won't waver, we won't walk away. We'll give our lives to Jesus, and by him we will stay. The world is trying to tell us that it has all we need, but we have faith even as small as a mustard seed. So when the world calls out to us to be a part of them, we will say no and turn to Jesus to follow him. We don't need approval from people to know we have love. We can go to our Heavenly Father anytime, listening from above. So we won't wander or waver away from our Christian walk. We're going to enjoy our lives and live this out, not just talk the talk. And whenever the Lord kind of put all that together and the different things, you know, it just let me know that as Christians, we can enjoy our lives. Just as Megan was
you know, a cheerleader in school. She was involved in all these activities. I know that people think as Christians that all we have is a list of we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this. But that's not the way our Christian lives are. As Christians, we can get to do things. Megan is a beautiful young lady. She dresses fashionably. You know, she wears makeup. And, you know, we can be ourselves. We can be as Christ wants us to be. We just have to make the right decisions. We have to make good decisions to stay on track with Him. And we can laugh and we can enjoy our lives and not just be unhappy, stressed out people that can't do anything, because we can do and we can have fun and we can enjoy Jesus. So I'm going to end our program. And Megan, I just thank you so much for being a guest on the show. And maybe sometime you can join us again and let us know how things are going with you, any updates that you might have and what you're faced with. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of this.
Well, thank you so much for asking me. I'll definitely say I was nervous at first to, you know, say yes, but I really hope that, you know, somebody out there somewhere, you know, can say that hit home. And, you know, kind of, you know, maybe the little light bulb goes on and just slowly starts to change. And, you know, hopefully, like, God, you know, opened everybody's hearts and their ears and spoke through me and through you so that everyone can be sent with the message of God and His gospel and His compassionate ways so that one day that we are all fully devoted followers of Christ.
Oh, all right. That is an awesome message. Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you very much for joining me. And that concludes our program for this evening. Thank you all. And we will actually be on next Tuesday. I normally am on once a month, but I'm going to be on next Tuesday, which will be November the 11th. And I'm going to have Gracie Brown on with me, and she's going to be talking about what it's like to be a Christian girl and going through high school. So thank you all for joining. Goodbye.
Thank you.